Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
The following message is from Dwayne the Mattress Guy from Mattress by Appointment Hillsborough.
Hey Ryan, just calling in for Hoppy in the Morning. Your podcast's been killing it lately. Been loving it. Got the good vibes going. Nice job. That's right. We're doing 50 to 80% off retail. We've got the $25 down plan. Got to call me, text me. You know my number, 813-452-5555. We'll set up a private showing. Come take a look at all the queens that we got on display, but I've also got kings, fulls, and twins. Whatever you like, we're taking on the same day. Just the other day, a guy was in, Javane came in, I think 2 weeks ago. He was looking for a king, got the mattress and the box spring. And, he had a 1 o'clock appointment with me on, I think it was on a Thursday, and we had it in his bedroom before 2 o'clock. It was like 10 minutes to two, I was pulling up to his house. So, I mean, it's that easy, and, you know, I take care of my people. One-on-one, I don't have much employees. Yeah, 813-452-5555, Ryan, you're doing a good job there. Thanks a lot. Appreciate all your help, and that's why I love using Mattress by Appointment to sponsor the podcast. Take it easy, man.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yes. This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And as a reminder, we are now on the iHeartRadio app, along with every other platform, by searching Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio, and go to cltampa.com and vote Hoppy Hour as best local podcast and vote me best radio personality in Tampa Bay. If you do that, that's cool. If you don't, I don't really care because I made the list and there's a lot of talent in this town. And the fact that people decided to vote for me is forever humbling. I'm forever grateful. All right, let's get into it. Sean Watson, kiss my ass. Oh, man. I never want to ever hear the NFL ever talk about, oh, we care about women's rights. No, you don't. You're nothing more and you're nothing less than the mafia. And I know every professional sport league is sketchy as hell. But the NFL just reaches another level of scumbaggery. To me, it all began 8 years ago when they really dropped the ball, no pun intended, with the whole Ray Rice situation. And that then you had issues with the other players that got in trouble. And now Deshaun Watson. Oh, that's good that you gave him an 11-game suspension. And it's just a coincidence. Now, when he comes back, he's playing the Texans. Kiss my ass, Goodell. I mean, good riddance. And this is from Daily Mail. The best way to get the mail, because the post office sucks. Deshaun Watson is told his 11-game ban and $5 million fine is nowhere near enough by women's groups after the Browns quarterback avoided a full season suspension despite facing dozens of sexual misconduct claims. I mean, first of all, we got to take a quick break. My cat just knocked over cat food. BRB. All right. I don't even know where I last was because I'm going to explain to you. We're going to play the audio from the Cleveland Browns coach. You'll never guess what happened. I was recording this show and I gave my cat a few treats and I left a little box and it was on the counter and he just grabs his paw and just knocked it over and it spilled everywhere. If you've ever said to yourself, I wonder what life is like for Ryan Hoppy, it's recording a podcast and then having your cat knock over cat treats. I mean, that is a riveting life. All right. I don't really remember where I was, so here we go. Here is the coach from the Browns.
A few months, and I know he wants to grow. I know that he does. And
I mean, you can only go up when you're literally grabbing every woman ever. He wants to grow. Good. To not be a creep?
That's personally, that's professionally.
Yeah.
And I think he's very, very serious about doing that, and I think that's part of... I've been around Deshaun now for a few months, and I know he wants to grow. I know that he does. And
I mean, you can only go up from here. You can only keep on growing. Like, you never quit growing in life, but there's a lot of growing that has to go with Deshaun Watson. He's a scumbag. So when they're saying, you know, he's looking to grow from what? Not grabbing women and being a creep?
That's personally, that's professionally. And I think he's very, very serious about doing that. And I think that's part of that next step for him.
Oh, that sounds like it's really going to work.
Yeah, it's just been something, Chris, that we've been talking about really throughout the last months and weeks.
Yeah, we've been debating in the office. We're really dumb here in Berea, Ohio, where the Browns headquarters is, I believe. But let's get rid of Baker Mayfield, that's a serviceable to average quarterback, and get someone that's not going to play for 11 games. Very Cleveland.
Just trying to figure out what the best path forward was for our, not just our quarterbacks, but for the entire team.
Yeah.
And just thought getting him some time out there in a game setting made sense.
Glad you guys really know what you're doing. Oh, wait, you're the Cleveland Browns. You've never known what you're doing.
In this preseason.
Kevin, do you think the drama of his case affected his play, the uncertainty?
I don't think so, Tony. I don't.
Oh, whatever. Grabbing 24 women, it doesn't affect you at all. Well, then again, Deshaun Watson is a certified sociopath, so if there was somebody that wouldn't be affected by that, it would be Deshaun.
I think he probably wants some throw.
He wants some what, bro? Go on.
In a while, I thought it was important for him to get out there with his teammates in this scheme, just hearing a different voice in the helmet, those type of things. So I'm sure he had the butterflies and the jitters early.
So did all his victims, man.
But I think he understands there's work to do.
There's a lot of work to do. You haven't played in 2 years. Feels like he hasn't played in 5 years. Hope he's been keeping in shape, you know, because that's going to be a lot of work to get back onto the field. I'm not saying he's not keeping in shape, but, like, he has not played in a minute. And he wasn't, like, the best quarterback as it was. He would choke every year in the playoffs. Like, he was good. Borderline elite. But I feel like this is really going to put a damper on his comeback. Let's hear from the man himself. The man that I would not want my daughter to bring home to Thanksgiving dinner. And I think every dad out there doesn't want them to ever see him.
Situation I was just in. So I have to continue to just grow as an individual.
Yeah.
My whole.
What is this growing, man? We just got to grow. We just got to not be creeps to women. What is this growing?
Outlook of just myself as a football player, but also as an individual, as a human being.
Your first game back would be Houston. How do you feel about that?
Right now, that's, you know, down the road. Right now, I'm focusing on, you know, getting ready to practice against Philly and just focusing on being the best individual and getting myself back in shape and getting ready and prepared.
That's not good. When you're saying I have to get back into shape, it's like, how would he have played if he didn't have a suspension? If he's putting out there, I got to get back into shape, that's not really a good sign.
That moment whenever it comes.
Well, Deshaun, last time we talked to you, I know you said you weren't thinking about settling. I guess what changed between then and getting those settlements done?
Like I said, I have to continue to move forward with my life and with my career. And
man, I wonder what it's like. Obviously, it'd be horrible to be one of his victims, but it's got to be infuriating just seeing him putting on the good boy act. And when you look at his eyes, there is no emotion there. There is no soul. He is a sociopath.
You know, things happen on the legal side that you got to continue to just keep pushing forward and moving.
Yeah.
So if you think, if you maintain your innocence, is this punishment unfair?
I can't speak on the fairness. I only can.
Hey, man, if you're so innocent, why did you have to settle with the women? If you're so innocent, just come out and say you're innocent. No, you're hiding behind a lawyer like a pussy.
Really control what I can control.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, throughout this process, you know, the NFL did what they had to do, and the NFLPA, you know, communicated with the legal side. Like I said before, I focused on, you know, being out here, being the best teammate and football player and quarterback I can for the Cleveland Browns. And
oh, man, it sounds like quite the career. a real LinkedIn resume builder. I played for the Cleveland Browns, but grabbed 23 women before, you know? He's just a bad person overall. It's insane. And I don't know where the logic was, but there's no logic in Cleveland, to have him go out there and just talk. What are you talking about? Why are you out there talking? Shut up. He's just, he's just babbling. He's not saying anything. He's just walking around saying words, kind of like our president.
Have an opinion on whether it was fair or not.
Of course, everyone has their own opinion, but I think, you know, for my peace and my sake, I'm going to keep my opinion to myself.
You want to save the money. You want to save the money. Oh, but you're such a tough guy and you were assaulting women. Then come out and say your true feelings. We know you're guilty as hell, bruh.
Did you think this was starting to wear on the team, waiting for this to come down at your availability?
Good question.
Honestly, I think from my experience being in that locker room, I think the team was focusing on being the best teammate in Cleveland Brown that they can.
That's not true. Oh, yeah, you know, that really big-time quarterback that has shown promise of being really good, and we got rid of Baker Mayfield that was serviceable and took us to the playoffs and helped us win games after going 0-16. You know how we got rid of Baker and we brought in Deshaun Watson? Yeah, we're not really thinking about him being out for 11 games. We're thinking about winning. Deshaun, you're what's going to potentially lead them to winning. But they're thinking about the backup quarterback. Who? They got rid of Baker. Who's the backup?
So I know that, you know, guys was, of course, probably thinking about the situation.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we were all focused on, you know, being what we can and building that chemistry as the Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
Getting ready for the season.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like things are really going well. We're just working on being the Cleveland Browns. What? Losing? Oh, that sounds fun.
Civil lawsuit left. Are you pursuing a settlement thing?
I can't talk about the real details on that.
Yeah, I can't really talk about it, you know.
But, you know, I'll let my legal team continue to handle that.
Yeah. That's what you do. Hide behind lawyers.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Enough of him. I've had enough. May he burn in hell. This following segment was brought to you by FitzAgeFinish.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. Go to FitzAgeFinish.net. Tell him I sent you, bro. Just tell him.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. I saw this next headline, and my immediate reaction was this. I don't think you're ready for this next headline. This is from the Daily Mail. Like, you know how, like, you think about something crazy, like COVID, and you're like, wow, I wonder what life was like on March 1st compared to March 15th when COVID began. Like, you always remember what life was like before COVID, and you always remember what life was like before 9/11, or old people will say before JFK got shot. You're always going to remember what life was like before you heard this upcoming hogwash. I don't know why I use that word like an old man. This upcoming headline, you're always going to remember the moment when you didn't hear about it until now, because it's that bad. You're always going to go, oh, yeah, I remember what life was like before I heard this garbage headline. You ready? Hate speech, harassment, and cyberbullying are rife on Reddit. Analysis of over 2 billion pieces of content reveals 16% of users published posts that are toxic. How about 170%, not 16%? Analysis of Reddit content has revealed a large portion is toxic. But you just said 16% is toxic. So what's 16% is not large. It says 82% of users change their behavior to fit with different subreddits. Yeah, because they're a bunch of losers that would never say it to your face. Never. Never, ever, ever would they say anything that'd be said to your face. And if you ever were to say something like that to somebody's face, you get punched right in the face. 16% of Reddit users. How about everybody? The only way you're going to see a positive Reddit page is if you go to like Law of Attraction or something religious. But if you go to any TV show, radio show, yuck. Or any musician's page or whatever, you're going to have the fans that go, I don't think it was that good. Okay, go out and put your own CD then. Go out and do your own radio show 5 days a week. You know what I mean? 16% of Reddit users. Get out of here. I saw this next headline, and I'm not really the biggest fan of Joe Rogan. Like, me not being a big fan of Joe Rogan is me being a big fan of Joe Rogan. I just am not into it. Joe Rogan, to me, is equivalent to country music in a way that I despise country music. I don't think it's good at all. I don't really want to listen to it. I don't really dig it. I'm not really into it. I don't really think it's good at all. I just don't like it. But I see where the good parts of it come from. I can see why people like it, and people would say the same about my podcast. So I feel the same way about Joe Rogan. It's like he's a little long-winded and boring for me, but doesn't mean I'm not going to like respect him. I'll always remember him as the janitor on news radio in the 90s, but he's fine. But this next clip, this is great. He's arguing with the Babylon Bee CEO over abortion. And of course, it's a rich CEO telling you that abortion's not cool. Because nothing says relatable like having millionaires and billionaires from a conservative news site, a religious news site, the Babylon Bee, telling you how to use your body. Do you ever notice it's never poor people or people with a hard life that go, oh, I'm against abortion? It's always the rich white male. Last time I checked, I may be wrong. Maybe something changed with the human body where rich white males can get pregnant from rape and then also will have to then give birth. Oh, wait, that's right. It's only women. So why are rich white males speaking out on a woman's body? I don't get it. And neither does Joe Rogan.
I don't have the right to tell my 14-year-old daughter she has to carry her rapist baby. You understand that?
To look that woman in the eye who was born of a rape.
Do you understand that? That's a 14-year-old child. A 14-year-old child gets raped, you say that they have to carry that baby?
I don't think two wrongs make a right. I don't think murder fixes a rape.
What if we're talking about an abortion when the fetus, like literally it's like 6 weeks, 4 weeks, 3 days. What if she just turned positive? Just now, positive for pregnancy.
I just disagree that.
What if it just happened today?
That's the thing, is whenever you bring up logic to somebody that's anti-abortion, I just think it's murder. What about rape? I just think it's murder. I just think it's murder. They never have clear common sense. Listen, I'll go back. I just think it's not good. Yeah, it's not good. It's not that it's not good to commit abortion, but people would rather not do it. But sometimes you have to.
6 weeks, 4 weeks, 3 days. What if she just turned positive?
Hear this logic. This is what happens when you bring it up abortion to any religious person, any of them.
Now, positive for pregnancy.
I just disagree that.
What if it just happened today?
You can like draw a line on when.
You can't.
Like, once life
so you
has
can't
begun,
do,
I don't think you draw lines.
At the very moment.
I would lay it out like this.
Wow. Tell me.
It is wrong to intentionally kill an innocent human life. abortion intentionally kills an innocent human life.
It's a fetus. It's not a human. And honestly, you Babylon Bee CEO, you're worth millions. You're not having to go to Aldi's to get groceries. I don't want to bring any kids into this world. Oh, that's right. All the religious whack jobs are the ones that bring the kids in this world.
Therefore, abortion is wrong. And I don't think any of the examples of like, oh, well, how developed is it? You know, can it think? Is it conscious? Can it dream? Can it feel pain?
So for you, it's the moment of conception.
I think that if it's a human life, a distinct human life, then I think it's wrong to.
I wonder what it was like when that interview was over with. This next headline here. When I tell you, I find it utterly ridiculous. I find it utterly ridiculous.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Olivia Wilde and ex Jason Sudeikis don't speak directly to one another and have help communicating about when they see their children. I'm not going to even read any more of the article. I despise when a man and a woman or whatever you identify as, however the kids brought into this world, but specifically from what I have seen, heterosexual couples, when they go through a divorce and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, we're not going to talk to each other. You're being a bunch of selfish brats. The kids didn't sign up to come into this world and then you have them feeling awful about themselves. I don't know. I know Jason Sudeikis is talented. I liked Ted Lasso. I even liked Horrible Bosses 12 years ago. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Jason Sudeikis' face and his personality is so hateable that let me tell you, it's really hard to watch anything he does because you just want to punch him. He's really funny and talented. I think he's great. I think he's A++ to the plus. I like Ted Lasso. I watched maybe 6 episodes. And I just can't look at his face. I'm not jealous of his career. I'm not jealous of him. I wish him nothing but the best. It's not me projecting. There's nothing there. I just think his face is so annoying that it's ridiculous. Also in the news, Gwyneth Paltrow set to appear on the upcoming season of Shark Tank as a guest shark. I'm going to assume that she's going to go on there and be really hard. To everybody else, wonderful. Forget the other woman's name and the other two people. And I think Mark Cuban's on there. They sometimes are pretty giving and they'll be like, we just want 20% or whatever. But you know Gwyneth is going to be really hard to get to sign up for your deal because she's going to be different, man. She's Gwyneth Paltrow. She created Goop. Cool. She created candles that smell like vagina. She's really edgy, bro. She's so cool. She's Gwyneth Paltrow. And finally, before we go to break, Dickie V, I'm cancer-free, baby. My prayers were answered. Hell yeah. Dickie V is cancer-free. That's good. I'm sick of hearing about prayers, though. You're a millionaire. Okay, listen. I don't want anybody to die of cancer or any medical procedures. And I would say it's okay to ask for prayers. But when you say my prayers were answered, you're making it about you. Like, why weren't the prayers answered for my dad that died of cancer or other people that died of cancer? I'm not making it about me. I'm just saying you beat cancer because you're a hardworking guy. Dick Vitale, Dickie V. And that's cool. I respect you. But you also beat cancer because you're very well off. You're a millionaire times 50, probably. You are so rich. And you know what happened? You have the best health care possible. And if everybody else had the health care that you probably have access to, you would have a lot of people beating cancer. So your answers, your prayers were answered by being a millionaire that was able to save his life. And that's cool and all. But maybe share the prayers elsewhere, you know? Does Flint, Michigan have water? They need prayers. Florida's getting a lot of potholes and people's cars are getting flat tires and poor people are having to buy tires. Just coming up with random examples. They need prayers. Oh, but the prayers went to Dickie V. Religion's weird, man.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah, it's following segment. It's brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. Monday through Saturday, he has classes. Go to AmirAcademy.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hit me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my whiskey. I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856 49 Hoppy. 856 494 6773. You can tweet at me. Yeah, Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And we are on every single major platform that has a podcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Odyssey, Mixcloud. By searching up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio, we are heard every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central on Z Radio Live on Odyssey and TuneIn by searching up Z Radio Live or going to ZRadioLive.com. And also, we are on the Quad Pod Network, QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy. All righty. Without further ado, let's find out what's going on in celebrity trash.
Hoppy Hot Topic!
Oh, yeah. This is from, let me see here, Access Hollywood. Why Taylor Swift got denied a role in Twilight.
This is one of all those was to hear that Taylor Swift was a huge Twihard, right?
Taylor Swift, the Twilight superfan?
She looks like she would like Twilight. I'm so basic. Bring me pumpkin spice while I watch the Twilight movies.
The Shake It Off singer apparently wanted to be part of the hit series, according to the director of Twilight New Moon, Chris Weitz.
Taylor Swift and I had the same agent at the time, and he said...
And I bet that agent told him a lot of things. So high maintenance.
Like, Taylor would like to be in this movie, not because of you, but because she's a Twihard, but she will be someone at the cafeteria or the diner or whatever, but she just wants to be in this movie.
Chris.
Sounds like she's a little desperate.
Joined Ashley Green's podcast, The Twilight Effect, on Tuesday and revealed why he denied the pop star a part in the international sensation.
Because she's so famous that it would have been like, oh, there's Taylor Swift being a horny vampire. You know what I mean? There's Taylor Swift being an emotional vampire blaming everybody else. Robert Pattinson and the other girl, I forget her name. She's so bland. She's like a saltine cracker. That should be her name, Miss Saltine Cracker. They were nobodies, and that's what fit the movie. Remember when Robert Pattinson signed up to be Batman? I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard it's good. And everybody was like, he's not going to be good because he was in Twilight. You do realize he's acting.
Which was led by actors Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson.
That was her name.
The hardest thing for me was to be like, the moment that Taylor Swift like walks onto the screen, like for about 5 minutes, nobody is going to be able to process anything.
Got it.
The movie, which debuted in November 2009, also starred Taylor Lautner.
Man. I wonder what his net worth is, but when I tell you someone's career fell off really hard, who do you think had a worse career fall off? Michael Cera? The guy that played McLovin? Probably the guy that played McLovin because we don't even really know his name. Taylor Lautner Networth. Let's see here. $40 million. I mean, that's good. I wonder what it's like to be a wash-up. Like, you made all the money in the world, blah, 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 but, like, you haven't been relevant in, like, a lifetime, bruh.
Red Singer dated that same fall. While Chris seems to stand by his decision to leave T-Swift off the cast list, yeah, so she wouldn't cause a distraction, he did joke that he may have missed out on a prime opportunity.
I kick myself for it, too, because I was like, wow, I could have been like hanging out with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, or like, just like, does she want to be in the end credits?
Oh, man, this is my competition, these other podcasts. It's a hard knock world out there.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic.
What the hell is going on with Kanye West?
Look, man.
What up?
I'm an innovator.
No, you're not.
And I'm not here to sit up and apologize about my...
That's like when you talk to somebody and they're like, oh, I so bring the heat when I have sex with my girlfriend. You're average. That's what I'm saying. When you have to tell somebody how good you are, oh yeah, I'm a champion. Even if you are a champion, if you have to tell people that, like Kevin Durant, oh yeah, I'm a champion. Yeah, 5 years ago for the Warriors. What have you done for me recently? Kanye West, I'm an innovator. No, you're a deadbeat dad.
Look, man, I'm an innovator. And I'm not here to sit up and apologize about my ideas.
Kanye West is clapping back at critics in a rare interview.
Oh, that's good. I love these celebrities. We're clapping back at the haters. No, you're just giving them the time of day.
It's extremely important to me.
After the rapper and designer was slammed for his latest Yeezy Gap collaboration, he set the record straight on Fox and Friends.
This is like not a joke. This is not a game. This is not just some celebrity collaboration.
It is. If you're having to let us know I'm an innovator, you're not an innovator. And if you're having to let us know this isn't a celebrity collaboration, it's a celebrity collaboration. Whatever he ever says is the opposite.
This is my life. You know, I'm fighting for a position
of what?
To be able to change clothing and bring the best design to the people.
No, the most expensive design. If anybody else wore Yeezy's clothes, and you were to look at the Yeezys and it wasn't made by Kanye West, you go, get that crap out of here. Where'd you get that Goodwill? But you slap West's name on there and, oh, wow, he's an innovator.
Ye first announced his collab back in 2020, which received harsh criticism online.
Yeah.
One user tweeted they were selling the clothes out of giant trash bags and claimed the sales associate said Ye got mad when he saw they had it on hangers and this is how he wanted it.
At least he's self-aware for once.
Now Ye says his vision is being misunderstood, and the goal was always to make getting dressed easier.
Just do something from my heart.
To be fair, Kanye previously shared this in a now-deleted Instagram post.
Yeah.
Look to the children, look to the homeless as the biggest inspiration for all design.
Whatever.
Do you
Oh, yeah. Kanye West, man of the people, announces that he was going to almost have an abortion with his wife, ex-wife. Yeah, he's really out there helping out the kids.
Understand some people have felt that putting clothes in bags is insensitive, perhaps, to homeless and other people.
Look, man.
What?
I'm an innovator.
No, you're not.
And I'm not here to sit up and apologize about my ideas.
Also, just give the clothes to homeless people.
That's exactly what the media tries to do. Make us apologize for any idea that doesn't fall under exactly the way they want us to think.
I mean, he's right there. Kanye West is a smart guy. He's a legend or whatever. But what have you done for me recently? You can definitely tell he's taken his meds because he's not as crazy. Like when he was running for president and talking about how they almost got an abortion, he was off the meds, 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 meds. That was a reference to the song Off the Grid, 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 Grid. But when Kanye West is talking very poetically and smartly, you know that he is definitely on his meds.
Exactly what the media tries to do.
Yeah.
Make us apologize for any idea that doesn't fall under exactly the way they want us to think.
Got it.
We hear you loud and clear, Ye. And despite public backlash, he has his family's full support for the Yeezy brand.
You know,
yeah, they need him to make money. Oh, we want our dad to fail. Get the hell out of here.
He might say things that might get misinterpreted and people don't see the context behind it, but I always know his heart.
I mean, you know, he does have a heart. Is it a good heart? We don't know.
estranged wife, Kim Kardashian, and their daughters, Chicago and North, recently sported his futuristic Yeezy sunglasses.
I wonder if they would have had a kid named Milwaukee if they never broke up. Just saying.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Where's the cocaine? I'm Wendy Williams. You can say whatever the hell you want about Wendy Williams as a person, but my God, is her intro catchy as hell. Yeah. Say it like you mean it. I'm going to ruin your marriage, but not talk about mine. I'm a dirty, rotten hack. She did say it like she meant it, and then she lost all her friends. Let's find out about how the Wendy Williams show ended.
I think that there's nobody involved with Wendy Williams show that was happy about the way it ended, right?
I think they're not happy it ended that way, but they're glad she's gone.
How are you doing?
Not too bad.
This was a show that had been on the air for 13 years.
Yeah, we know.
There was a love for Wendy herself, and so it was distressing.
There wasn't really a love. It was like, do you want to watch that or General Hospital? I never met somebody that was like, oh my God, I am such a fan of Wendy Williams. It was at-home mothers, people living off the government, or people in the hospital. Whoever DVR'd Wendy Williams, you never even heard like radio shows recap Wendy Williams. You know what I mean? Let me do my Pharrell on the bench impersonation of Scott Pharrell. It's 6-0 Tampa Bay Rays over the Kansas City Royals.
To see her not be in a condition to be there. You know, I think a lot of people involved with the show didn't hear from her for several months.
That sounds amazing.
You know, a good portion of the season, which again was distressing. And I think...
But Sherry seemed like a princess. I know people that often come off friendly, Ellen DeGeneres are not, but Sherry seemed nice.
I think that there was a sort of a general feeling of a really sort of this bittersweetness to the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
The concerns about her health are vast. There was a Zoom call at the beginning of the season. It was, you know, 10 days or so after the season was supposed to launch. It had already been pushed back by a couple of weeks. There were, you know, headlines galore about different sort of health struggles that Wendy was going through. So the heads of the production company put together a Zoom call with Wendy to basically say, have a look at her, talk to her, reassure them things were going to be okay. And so that's what they did. Unfortunately, it did not go as planned. And the many people I spoke to sort of described a scenario where she was sort of rambling. She sort of became incoherent. She was talking about, oh, I'm fine. I'm going to be fine. It's all going to be fine.
Let's be honest. She was incoherent since the beginning. How you doing?
Happy hour. Happy
better that you're off air now.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Go there right now.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh, yes! Yes! Oh!
Listen to Hoppy Hour at any time, anywhere. Search Hoppy Radio on all major streaming platforms.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Happy Hot Topic!
Only cowards use the media against a famous person who they once loved, they procreated with.
Nicki Minaj is like a smarter Cardi B.
Nicki Minaj has some choice words for Britney Spears' ex, Kevin Federline.
Oh yeah, Nicki. What about your husband? Douchebag.
The rapper slams him on her Queen radio show for his public criticism of Britney and attempting to expose her by releasing videos with their two sons.
I didn't get that. You could say she's a deadbeat all you want. I don't really think she is. I think it's Kevin Federline projecting. But, oh, he's a man of his kids. He's really there. He's a good father. He really cares about them. Then he releases footage of their mom looking awful. Yeah. Kiss my ass, K-Fed.
Using the person's fame.
Yeah.
As this constant gotcha moment.
Oh, jeez.
And you think you're not going to have karma from it? You think it's okay? That woman is a Sagittarius woman. She loves her kids more than life itself.
Yeah.
Last week, Kevin sat down for an interview with ITV explaining...
Oh, yeah, that's a real big outlet.
Shut up!
Forget about going on The Breakfast Club or Elvis Duran for a radio show. Forget about going on any of the late night shows or TikTok or Joe Rogan. I want to go on ITV. He's really getting the heavy hitter interviews.
Explaining why he posted clips of Britney disciplining their boys, Jaden James and Sean Preston, when they were preteens.
They started sending me videos and certain things that they were
like, why is this public, you piece of crap?
Like, look, I'm telling you that this is happening.
He looks like any scumbag that I want to punch when I just, I never want to punch somebody. Like, I would never punch somebody unless it's a boxing match. But let me tell you, he just has that look of somebody that would get punched at a smoker bar in Largo. He's hateable.
Have you lost your f-ing mind?
All right, we're not going to play any of that. Oh, but I thought the media was really out there for Britney's mental health. Even though whenever they refer to her, they go, the toxic singer, because that's her song, but it's a play on words. Oh, yeah. I'm actually here defending Britney.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Kim Kardashian's flying into her next chapter like a champ.
Ziplining!
I don't know what the hell is going on in the midlife crisis world of the Kardashians, but they've all been ziplining lately. It's weird as hell.
As her ex, Pete Davidson, seems to be in good spirits overseas.
I don't think he is, but because he smiled for a picture, yeah, a smile never hides anything. Robin Williams?
Just gotta roll with it.
Yeah, you do.
In case you missed it.
Roll with it and roll around.
Keith is no more. But Kim's got plenty to take her mind off the split.
Why?
Like this family vacation in Idaho.
Yeah.
One more.
Yeah.
All right, we're good. It doesn't really translate the video, so we're going to talk about Adele. Oh, I love Adele. She's so wonderful the way that she's really trying to lock down an NBA agent that would never cheat on her. And a lot of times, people in my life that I've known that don't like when I talk about cheating on my podcast are people that cheated.
Having the time of my life.
Adele's on cloud nine with boyfriend Rich Paul. And she's opening up about her future, including plans for marriage and kids.
And cloud nine was the dancer name for the girl that Rich Paul banged last night while she was sleeping.
I find it fascinating with relationships and people that are in love.
Oh, sure.
Adele stuns on the cover of Elle magazine.
That's good.
Inside, the Hello hitmaker gushes about finding romance with Rich after divorce.
That's good.
Quote, I've never been in love like this. I'm obsessed with him.
I got to skip over this. We are at 45 minutes because there's music and we can't play copyright. Let me skip over this. I hate the copyright law, but I get it.
It was written with Rich in mind.
Writing a song about your man that you're currently with. Oh, did it work when you wrote the other songs about your ex, dummy?
Nice to hear an upbeat tune from Adele. She's been going strong with the super agent since making their relationship Instagram official back in September.
Oh, wow, a year.
My lyrics have progressed. But, you know, they're always still about the same thing, me and seemingly my failed relationships, which is crazy because I actually don't feel like that, but yeah.
Adele first sparked romance rumors with Rich courtside at an NBA Finals game. And ever since, they've been smitten with each other and all loved up on dates, like in June when they attended a friend's wedding in New York.
I feel very lucky.
The big question, is Adele next to tie the knot? She sparked engagement rumors when she was spotted rocking a massive rock while performing at the 2022 Brit Awards.
That's good.
But Adele shut down any speculation, telling the mag, I'm not engaged, I just love high-end jewelry.
Because you're high maintenance. Speaking of high maintenance.
Elon Musk isn't afraid to speak his mind.
Yeah, and he's not afraid to be a deadbeat father either.
The Tesla CEO's ex Grimes took to Twitter earlier in the week to ask fans about their experience with getting elf ear surgery, writing, quote, "Also, has anyone done elf ear mods with a good outcome? I'm scared about ear cartilage having a hard time healing. Especially as a musician, this surgery seems risky, but I've wanted it my whole life. Curious about people's experiences."
You want to know anything about getting elf ears? Grimes, just ask Andrew Siciliano from NFL Network, that dude with the big-ass elf ears. Ask him.
Days later, the SpaceX CEO responded, seeming to show his disapproval, writing, "The downside of elf ear surgery probably outweighs the upside."
That's good.
But elf ear surgery wasn't the only thing that Grimes seems to be interested in undergoing.
That's good.
The 34-year-old also posted about vampire teeth caps, saying in part, "Also, does anyone know anyone great, safe, reliable people who could do vampire teeth caps on me in Austin or LA?"
I'm not saying it's good or bad to get vampire teeth capsules or whatever the hell she wants, because she's having a crisis and has probably raging daddy issues. How do I know? Because I have raging daddy issues and I can see it from a mile away. But if you're trying to get elf ears or anything, ask around in your elite circle. I feel like she doesn't have a lot of friends. And why are you asking Twitter about elf ears and vampire teeth? You know, like, you're a millionaire. You should have connections to get elf ears and vampire teeth.
The Oblivion singer went further to explain why she was sharing about potential body modifications on social media. "Sorry if weird to discuss this openly. Just seems unhealthy how everyone in media hides body mods. Then people feel self-conscious."
Trust me, it ain't that deep. You want to get vampire teeth? Go ahead. Your body ain't going to be around in 100 years. It'll be rotting in the ground. Speaking of someone that'll be rotting in the ground sooner than later, everyone's favorite, Alec Baldwin.
Oh, happy hot topic.
He says he didn't pull the trigger, even though the FBI said there's no way he didn't pull the trigger.
Alec Baldwin is doubling down on his claim that he didn't pull the trigger when cinematographer Helena Hutchins was accidentally shot to death.
You say you never...
Oh, and then he goes on the Chris Cuomo show. Do you notice that he didn't go on like Howard's show after the incident? He's been on it before. But you notice he didn't go on any of the heavy-hitting shows that will really ask you the heavy-hitting things? He went on Good Morning America with George Stephanopoulos, and then he went on TV with Chris Cuomo. I mean, if you're not going to hang out with your two friends, who's going to interview you? Oh, yeah, your two friends, because everybody else will call you out on your BS, you old crepe.
Yes.
You say you never pulled the trigger,
but
the gun went off.
Yeah. Right.
Baldwin spoke on a podcast hosted by former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo.
Who's the bigger douchebag? Calling out.
Will not make sense to people. If a bullet comes out of a gun, they say, well, then someone fired.
You're familiar with this. Did not come from me. This came from the DA's office themselves. You're familiar with what fanning a gun is. Have you heard of that phrase, fanning a gun?
Yes, but explain.
So if you pull the hammer back and you don't lock the hammer, if you pull the hammer back pretty far, in old Western movies, you'd see someone fan the hammer of the gun.
Oh, that's cool. You're talking about fictional movies. You killed somebody in real life, dummy.
Hammer didn't lock, you pulled it back to an extent where it would fire the bullet without you pulling
Shut
the
up.
Trigger.
The actor also repeats his claim that he was told the gun was safe that fateful day.
There's only one question to ask here. Who put
why didn't I check to make sure there's bullets in it when I ripped into everybody that ever had a gun?
5 rounds in the gun. That's it.
Baldwin's interview with Cuomo came as an FBI report revealed its own tests show the gun could not be fired without a pull of the trigger, contradicting Baldwin's account, which he first told George Stephanopoulos 9 months ago.
Yeah, he goes on shows with his buddies that they have pre-written things. Just help me look innocent, man. I'll let you bang my wife.
Pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
But you did.
Walls close in on Alec Baldwin as his gun life falls apart, goes today's opinion piece in the New York Post.
Oh, yeah, the New York Post is really on it.
Spoke to firearm safety expert Steve Wolf.
The process of feigning a revolver involves pressing the trigger or applying pressure to the trigger. And while maintaining that pressure, pulling the hammer back and releasing it. And every time we do that, you'll see the cylinder rotates and the hammer falls. It's certainly possible that he wasn't aware that he was pressing the trigger because it's not a large deliberate action.
Yeah, well, he's rich and famous, so he'll get away with it. Speaking of the rich and famous.
LeBron James, he is signed, has signed an extension with the LA Lakers that will make him the highest paid NBA player ever.
Yeah, I mean, he's worth it and all, but what have you done for me recently? You created the idea of the play-in tournament, and then you hit on the play-in tournament, which is like March Madness. It's got a lot of rules, but pretty much it's for teams that are crappy, that want to make the 8 seed or barely make the playoffs because they're not that good. He couldn't even make the play-in tournament, and then he was complaining about the tournament that he came up with the idea for. Oh, yeah, but you're so worth $97 million.
In career earnings. Trevor Ault joins us now with more. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning.
I don't really want to hear about LeBron again, Rich. I just thought that was funny that they signed him. I was like, if you would have at least made the playoffs, maybe.
Now our GMA cover story, Spider-Man star and Tom Holland announcing that he is taking a break from overstimulating social media. Joining us.
I feel you on that. It's driving me nuts. But are you really taking a break? I don't take breaks. I claim I was going to take a break, but I never did.
From major retailers to everyday families.
I can tell my kids, you know, it's just the stuff that you need, not the stuff that you want.
The ripple effects of inflation are reaching every corner of American life. Target confirming their second quarter profits plummeted roughly 90% from last year, with executives blaming price slashes on excess merchandise, goods stuck on cargo ships during the pandemic that have now arrived en masse. Consumers grappling with their own money woes.
We try to go from store to store and get, you know, whatever is cheaper.
This is real life, you know? Anybody who's listening that's rich, oh, inflation's not that bad. This is real life.
In 24 hours after President Biden promised relief via the Inflation Reduction Act, new federal data shows between June and July, spending remained stagnant, with Americans shifting minimal savings from falling gas prices to afford basics.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad the prices are dropping 1%. Thank you, America. You're such a good country.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yes. Following segment is brought to you by RichKBarber.com, DBInfusions.com, the best CBD and Delta 8. Oh, what else do we got here? Mattress by appointment, Hillsboro, 813-452-5555. Dwayne the Mattress Guy. And that's about it. Let's come back and wrap up everything right now. And especially with the new laws from the Supreme Court, it's always good to wrap it up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Let's wrap this up.
Hot topic.
Some good news for you just in time for football season. Chicken wing prices have now dropped to below their pre-pandemic levels. The whole
hell yeah.
Wholesale price is now at a four-year low.
Now the important thing is, what's the price of Pepto-Bismol and Tums?
You'll probably remember wings went soaring when the pandemic hit and Americans were stuck at home snacking, but demand has slowed with so many people now returning to work. And also,
yeah, all the boomers, we gotta work in the office, man. We can't just work remotely and get with the times. Oh, they're the worst generation ever.
In today's Tech Bites, the countdown to Apple's next big announcement. Reports say the iPhone 14 line will be unveiled at a streamed event on September 7th. Other products are also expected to be rolled out, including three Apple Watch models.
That's good. I can't believe it's been 11 years since Steve Jobs died. It's when the company died. Also, they keep asking me, do you want to update your phone? I'm like, no, I don't want to have to get a new phone in 2 weeks because you're going to ruin my phone.
Expected to be in store shortly after the event.
Yeah.
Airbnb has launched new technology that can help identify people who rent homes just to throw parties. The screening tools are able to zero in on suspicious reservations and can block them before homeowners ever see the request.
The NBA
and TikTok now has an...
All right, everything's playing at once, so that means the show needs to end. The NBA is canceling all games to encourage voting. That's good. They're so woke over there.
The NBA says it's making a slam dunk decision, canceling.
Okay, I can't take it. Just read the news.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your CarGenna roundup, starting with the Kardashians Hulu trailer releasing for season two. Yeah.
Season two already. They really crank out a lot of episodes. They really know how to crank it out.
Yesterday, the streaming service dropped a trailer for the second season, and let's just say the dream team is really here. Yeah. The clip showed a lot of skin and PDA moments from the family's various relationships, and you know we're going to be covering it all on our weekly dash caps. But have you guys seen the trailer yet? Let us know what you think in the comments. All right, let's check in on Tristan Thompson this week.
Deadbeat dad alert!
Weekend, the NBA star was spotted leaving a dance class with his little girl, True, as she looked so adorable in her pink outfit and purple Crocs. Now,
he looks like he doesn't want to be there, and she looks like she's like, who are you? You come here every few months? Who the hell are you?
Now, this outing comes a little over a week after we reported that the athlete became a father of four after he and Chloe's son was born via surrogate earlier this month.
That was bizarre. It's called not having self-respect being Chloe.
Well, it's always good to see Tristan on daddy duty, but that's about it.
I like her, for once.
I'm joking, of course. Moving on to another pair that was seen out and about, and that's Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott. Last night,
he's a bum.
The couple was spotted heading to dinner at Lucky's in Malibu.
Why is everybody ripping to Thompson? I mean, he deserves it. But why is nobody ripping to this guy?
Only days after the rapper filled her house with some gorgeous flowers for her 25th birthday.
Yeah.
Well, it seems the BD celebrations continue as...
I don't know why I feel old hearing that Kylie's 25. It feels like she's been 14 for like the last 10 years.
These two looked stylish on their way to dinner, while Kylie wore a short sleeve gray dress and Travis matched her fly with a pair of distressed charcoal gray pants and a matching distressed leather jacket. Head on over to Hollywood Life to see them for yourself.
All right, let's finish this up.
Right, and now let's talk about Kim Kardashian and how she feels about her ex, Kanye West, dating again, especially after she just went through a breakup with Pete Davidson. Well, Kar Jenner's source tells Hollywood Life exclusively that Kim...
I'm wondering if there was like an NDA about that relationship, because we've heard nothing about Pete Davidson. Also, it doesn't seem like they film much of the Kardashians with him, so...
Kim is so glad that Kanye's dating again and that he's not tried to win her back after her split from Pete. According...
Don't say that, because you're just going to manifest him trying to win you back.
To our insider, one of her biggest worries was that Kanye was going to think that her breakup meant that he had a chance to make up with her.
He does. Just give it 2 weeks.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your news in entertainment. Let's jump into it today with Zoe Kravitz because she revealed why she was originally drawn to her boyfriend, Channing Tatum, for her directorial debut in her upcoming movie, Pussy Island.
Because he's famous and handsome.
During an interview with the Wall Street Journal, she said, I felt even from afar before I knew him that he was a feminist and that he wasn't afraid of exploring that darkness because he knows that he's not that.
He also wanted to get laid. Let's be honest here. All right. They're going to talk about Ben Affleck turning 50. Woo-hoo! And then let me see if there's anything good here. Not really. Let me see here. 856-49 Hoppy. Let's end with this.
Mama June Shannon came out victorious in a legal battle against her former friend. The Mama June Road to Redemption...
I feel like Mama June has a lot of former friends.
...star appeared on A&E's Court Night Live on Wednesday night.
Oh, that's good. She's going on Court TV. Her career's really done well. I mean, even when she was really famous, her career wasn't doing that well because she was just being exploited and had no idea.
...plaintiff in a dispute against YouTuber Adam Barta.
I interviewed that guy. He's from the Howard Stern Show. I love Adam, but that was all publicity, to be honest here. I respect the hell out of Adam, and what he did with Tan Mom was cool and all, but that was publicity. Mama June's like, I see that you kind of respect it. Can you help out my career? Because that's the one thing, I'm a deadbeat mother. Because you are.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.